Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinter.
And so it came to pass in the golden time in the land of Beleriand that five heroes did seek the sword of Asnagarr. They were weary from a hard day's travelling and were seeking shelter for the night. But every time they came upon a suitable place, one of their number would say, "No, let us keep going until the next place, for the next place might be better." And the men did roll their eyes and bite their tongues. For it is known that warrior princesses can be quite high maintenance.
Halt, my fellow questers. It's been a long day. Perhaps we should find a place to camp for the night. Let us all search.
I'll come with you, Penthesilea. We can search together. You're looking very lovely, by the way.
I don't care about looks. I care about killing and blood and proving myself the equal of any man.
It's your hair, isn't it? You've done something with it.
Oh, you're the same as all the other men, only interested in women as objects of your desire.
That's not true. I value your opinion as highly as I value almost any of your other bits.
Ahoy! Over here! This forest seems like the perfect place. The trees are laden with fruit and offer a shady canopy. Everyone agreed?
Aye.
No.
Good. Then we should... Sorry?
I don't agree. I don't think we should make camp here.
Why not?
I have a bad feeling about it.
Oh, here we go. What's that? Female intuition. I mean, that's a very interesting opinion.
The trees are laden with fruit, but they're also regularly spaced and there are ladders leaning against some of them.
Nature is indeed wonderful.
No, don't you see? This is not a forest. It's an orchard. We're trespassing.
Perhaps there is something in this female intuition after all. What do any of the men think?
Well, I think this is a good place to spend the night.
For once, I have to agree with Dean.
Me too.
As long as I'm not sleeping downwind of him.
Me too.
Although Penthesilea's opinion was very interesting and I for one valued it.
Then it's settled.
No, wait a minute.
Sam, why don't you and Amos collect up some firewood and Dean and I will hunt for some supper.
Hey, my lord. It looks like there'll be some plump gramble cock in that spinny over yonder.
I don't think I've
ever tried gramble cock.
Oh,
you'll love it.
Don't.
People say I do the best gramble cock stuffing ever.
My lord, please.
Don't worry, Penthesilea. I haven't forgotten about you. Whilst we men are off gathering, perhaps you could make the clearing nice and cozy and do our supper when we get back.
Oh, what? Because I'm a woman,
no,
I suppose.
No, because you are the woman.
May I remind you that I am a warrior princess. In my tribe, it is the women who hunt and fight, whilst the men perform all the menial tasks.
They must be a right bunch.
What do you mean?
The men in your tribe.
The men are not allowed to handle whips or any weapons.
That's a good idea.
Halt! No one move. You are trespassing on the orchards of his most divine majesty, the Emperor Jackie. You are all under arrest.
I'm saying nothing.
Oh, nearly there. Oh, just a little more. Oh, that's good.
Lord Darkness, are you in there?
Don't come in.
Lord, we really need to... I'm so sorry.
Creature, I said don't come in. Now, look, it's all oozing out of the tip of my spout.
Sorry, Lord, what are you doing?
What does it look like?
Well...
I'm trying to repair this teapot.
Of course. Why?
Because it's got a tiny chip in the tip of the spout. Yeah, just there. Yeah, see?
Yes.
The trick is to use as little glue as possible so that the join becomes almost invisible. Mm. It's a very delicate job, which is why I want it to be left alone.
Oh, sorry. Well, let me clear it up.
No, just leave it, Creech. Right. I've got bigger fish to fry anyway. Soon all lower earth will be in my power, for the noose tightens around the questers as my infernal hordes muster at the gates of Kaltan.
Once they have crushed
all resistance, I shall ride out.
The sword of Asnagarr will be...
I'm doing the speech now. Yes, what are you...
Sorry, it's just that you can't ride out just yet.
Well, why not?
Well, it's time once again for the ceremony of worship, you see.
Well, already? We've only just had one.
The ceremony is held once every 100 years, Lord.
Well, exactly, yeah.
No, but the groaning, enslaved masses need to believe in a higher power, Lord. It gives meaning to their otherwise miserable lives.
Oh, I don't actually have to meet any of them, do I?
Oh, no, Lord, no. The people enjoy a bit of mystery, which is why you sit on the throne of power out of mortal sight.
Yes. Anyway, the proles still need a whiff of the old black magic to keep them sweet, then,
yes.
Eh?
Yeah. Oh, they love it,
they
Lord.
Do, don't they?
They genuinely think you're great.
Well, black culture's always been pretty cool, I suppose. in it. But anyway, no, I have to ride out and regain the Sword of Asnagar, so I can't...
It's a ceremony
what?
First.
No.
If your hordes don't believe in you, then they won't be prepared to do horrible things in your name.
No, I'll never get the hang of religion.
Come on, my lord. You must don your ceremonial robes of power.
Well, can't I go just like this?
I suppose so, but yeah. You might want to put some trousers on, though.
Whoopsie.
I wonder what it's like to get through a whole day without being captured or threatened with death.
Oh, stop belly aching, human. You know what the difference between you and me is?
About 2.5 feet.
Could we please stop bickering and focus on getting ourselves out of this mess?
The difference is, I welcome danger and adversity.
And I too. This will be a real test of my decisiveness.
I doubt it.
No, maybe not.
Fine. Nobody listen to me.
I'm listening to you, Princess.
Thank you, Amos.
Something about biscuits, wasn't it?
Silence! You're about to enter the presence of the Emperor. Behold, all hail his most magnificent excellency, the Emperor. Jack.
Yeah, we know the drill. Relax, guards. Take a chill pill.
Yes, my liege.
So you guys were trespassing on my land.
Oh, yes, sorry about that.
Well, that is very ungroovy. Introduce yourselves before I decide on your punishment.
Oh, of course. Sorry, how rude. I am Vidar, third son of Osterman, Thane of Scanacy.
Nice.
This is Amos. He is the chosen one.
Neat.
And this is Penthesilea, warrior princess.
Hello.
Whoa! Where did you spring from?
Your guards brought us in.
Baby, they must have found you in paradise. You don't mind if I call you Baby?
Oh, not at all, if it pleases your highness.
I was talking to the pretty one.
Oh, not at all, if it pleases your highness.
The girl.
I prefer Penthesilea.
Right. And is there a Mr. Penthesilea?
Hardly. I'm a pure warrior princess, pledged to chastity until we've completed our sacred quest.
Oh, ma'am, somebody pinch me.
Yeah, I haven't introduced the others.
Sure, hi, others. So, listen, Penthy, I'm sure this whole trespass gig was just an honest mistake. Why don't you just stick around? I can show you my palace.
Alas, we may not tarry, Your Excellency.
Hey, I wasn't asking you, elf man.
Right, it's just that we are the noble questers, and I'm sort of the leader, so I speak for us all.
Well, now you've hurt my feelings.
We meant you no offense, Lord Emperor. We only seek the Sword of Asnagar.
The Sword of Asnagar? Well, you should have said.
Knowest thou where it lies?
Oh, yeah, me knowest.
So, shall we get it?
Well, there's plenty of time for the sword. First, you should rest up, maybe party a little. How about it, huh?
That sounds nice, but we really should get on.
Please, I insist. Guards, show them down to the jungle room.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Guard, prepare my bedchamber and bring the virgin to me.
Yes, Your Excellency. Which...
The girl.
Right.
All right, Creech, let's get it over with.
There may be a bit of a problem, Your Revoltingness.
And what kind of a problem?
It's Gaydoc.
The priest?
Yes.
And what about him?
He doesn't think he can perform the ceremony.
Well, why not?
Well, he says he's having doubts.
Doubts? What about?
Oh, you know, being a priest, worshipping at the altar of evil, that sort of thing.
Where is he?
He was in his chambers, praying for guidance.
I'll give him some guidance.
Great Dark Lord, I am unworthy, so unworthy. Please forgive me.
Right, what's going on?
Oh! Great Dark Lord, I prostrate myself at your feet that you may honor me with the mud and slime on your boots.
Yeah, never mind about all that. Creech tells me you're having doubts.
I fear he speaks the truth. Mm. I am afraid that I can no longer be your high priest of evil.
Why not?
I'd rather not say.
Is it the sex?
Well, it's not free.
Because, you know, it doesn't have to be every single day. Quite flexible on these things nowadays. And if goats aren't your bag, there are other animals. Horses, for instance.
No. It's not that. I like the goats.
Well, what is it then?
I'm just not sure I believe in you anymore.
What?
I'm sorry, Lord. For years, I have dedicated myself to worshipping at your altar of evil, preaching the gospel of the all-powerful Dark Lord, malevolent and unforgiving, who demands absolute loyalty and obedience and offers only hopelessness and misery in this life and the certainty of everlasting pain in the next.
Yes. So...
Well, now I'm not so sure.
Well, this is ridiculous. How can you doubt me? I mean, here I am, right in front of you.
Yes, Lord, I know, but... Are you really as vicious and unmerciful as all that?
And of course I am. I'm horrid. Really, really nasty. Don't you worry about that.
Well, you say that, but...
Look, who destroyed the combined armies of the Eastern Kingdom with the River of Molten Lava?
You, Lord.
And who appeared in the skies above the Pixie Lands, causing their ponds to freeze and their little pixie wings to wither on their little pixie backs?
Again, you, Lord.
Yeah, and who sent down a plague of ravenous slugs onto the dwarfish salad farms, causing the great lettuce famine of 29?
You, Lord.
Well, there you are,
but
then.
But those things happened quite some time ago. Lately, it's all been a bit quiet.
No. You hearken unto me, Gaydoc. Surely the whole point of faith is not that it is based upon tangible empirical evidence. Then it would stop being faith, wouldn't it? If it is to have any meaning at all, faith must be blind. Do you see?
Not really.
You miserable little toad. I ought to crush you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Don't forgive me. Smite me with a thunderbolt. Open up the ground and let me plunge into the fiery depths.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Well, you can forget it. You don't believe in me? Fine. Get your stuff and clear off. Go on, off again. Go on, I don't need you. I'll perform the ceremony myself. I mean, how hard can it be?
Entree.
Emperor Jackie, the guard said you wanted to see me.
Yeah, baby, come on in.
Oh, sorry, you're not fully dressed.
No, these are my informal off-duty robes. I like to let everything hang free, if you know what I mean.
So I see.
Can I fix you a drink?
No, thanks. Now, what is it you want me to do?
Hey, we don't have to do anything. We can just talk.
Talk?
Sure.
It's just the others don't seem very interested in listening to what I have to say.
Well, they're fools. I could listen to you all night long. Is that musk you're wearing?
No, I don't think so. Probably just sweat or pig's blood or something soaked into my leathers.
I like it.
Perhaps we should talk about the Sword of Aznagar. You did say you might be able to help us find it.
I did? Oh, right, I did, yeah.
Only it is the object of our sacred quest, so...
Sure, sure, object of your quest. I can dig it. Maybe if you took a look at one of my imperial maps. Let's see now. I think there's one right under the old imperial bed.
Oh. Shall I get it?
Yeah. Just bend over the edge.
Right. I can't see anything.
Why, it must be right under there. Bend over some more.
Okay.
Oh, Jackie, you're a very naughty boy.
Right, Creech, where do I stand?
I can't remember, O Lucius of Religious Focal Points.
Yeah, see, this is where you need your high priest types, isn't
yes.
it? Yes. Don't notice how useful they are till you have to do it yourself.
Well, I'm sure the thralls won't notice any difference, Lord.
No, probably not. They're a sorry-looking bunch, aren't they? Yeah. Well, let's get this show on the road, and then it's all sorted for another 100 years.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. All right, hello! Hello. Can everybody hear me at the back? Oh, yeah, right. Well, thanks for coming. As you can see, the high priest couldn't make it today. Overdoing the self-flagellation again. Yeah, that'll get better secondhand. So, anyway, he can't make it. You'll just have to make do with the real thing, I'm afraid. That's me, see? I'm the real thing. Yes, all right, I realise you haven't actually seen the object of your worship before, but there's a first time for everything, isn't there?
It's going very well, Lord, yeah, very well.
Did you like the bit about overdoing the flagellation?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it just came to me. That
you were natural.
So, thank you. So where was I? Yes, I think we usually kick off with a ritual sacrifice of some kind, don't we? So, Creech, did you bring the slaughter victim?
Oh, I thought you were bringing it.
this is a bit embarrassing, isn't it? anyone care to step into the breach? Well, it's actually an iron coffin with spikes on the inside, but you know what I mean. It's, no? Nobody? Sir, with the glasses? No? Oh, there. How awkward. Creech, go and find somebody.
All right, Grunter?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Step into the box, would you? There's a good chance.
So, we commend this sacrifice to thee, i.e. me, in the hope that you, i.e. I, will repay us, i.e. you, with... wealth and power and so on and so on. Well, that's about it. Oh, not quite. There we go. So that concludes the part of the ceremony where I have to do anything. Well, I'll leave you to sing the hymn on page 15 of your evil prayer books, All Things Dark and Hideous. Did they love me, Creature?
Absolutely, Lord. Thanks, Grunter. Take the rest of the week off.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you like about Emperor Jackie, he knows how to entertain.
Oh, I'll say. More of the vintage red, anyone?
Was there any more rosy?
I have been defiled.
What? Whoa. Calm down, Princess. What's happened?
My virtue has been importuned by that disgusting wretch whose wine you so greedily quaff.
Emperor Jackie?
There must be some mistake.
Oh, there's no mistake, I assure you of that.
What exactly has he done?
He touched me on my bottom.
Right. Is that it? Because, there is still rather a lot of wine to quaff.
I am a warrior princess. No one touches my bottom and lives.
All right. Where precisely did it touch you?
Here.
Where?
Here.
Here, you say?
No, here.
Here?
No.
Here?
Yes, there.
Oh, great, just before my go. Now, look, you don't think maybe you're overreacting slightly?
Overreacting? He treated me just like a piece of meat. Excuse me?
Sorry, I was just thinking about meat.
Where I am from, if a woman is touched by a man, she has the right to challenge the transgressor to a mortal combat.
Wow, I imagine it's not hard to get a table on Valentine's night.
Well, whilst I'll agree that it does all sound terribly bad form, I'm not sure we should risk upsetting the Emperor by challenging him to mortal combat.
My, it does seem a wee bit harsh. I mean, what's a bit of bottom touching between friends? We've all been there.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? You've spent most of your life sniffing bottoms.
Well, touching's different. You cross a line.
So if he sniffed her bottom, you wouldn't have had a problem?
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it?
So you're not going to back me up?
I'm sure this is all just a misunderstanding. There's probably a very innocent explanation.
Yes, to be fair. Maybe you were giving off signals and he just got the wrong end of the stick.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just, you know, you go around in that skimpy leather jerkin and then there's the tight brass breastplate.
I am a warrior princess.
But there is rather a lot on show.
You're saying it's my fault?
No, of course not. But sometimes it's hard for a bloke to know where to look.
Well, I will save you all the bother.
That went well.
Creech. What are you doing in the shed?
I
What's that on the floor?
It's...
Is that my teapot?
I'm sorry, Lord. I thought I could mend it and surprise you. Surprise! Shall I fetch the red-hot pokers?
No, not now. I've got more pressing things to deal with.
Lord?
It seems my appearance at the ceremony of worship was not the big hit we hoped for. Apparently the great unwashed were unconvinced by their dark lord and master.
Well, I shouldn't worry about it, Lord. You know what these religious types are like.
Well, they're meeting openly in broad daylight, calling for my divine status to be challenged.
But that's...
Yes, Creech, heresy is abroad in the land. There's even talk of transferring their idolatry to another.
You don't mean K-Bar the Maleficent?
I'm afraid so.
But he doesn't need any more worshippers.
Quite.
He's already got loads. Way more than you.
Yes.
Millions
yes,
more.
All right, Creech, all right. Doesn't matter who has the most worshippers.
Of course not.
It's not size that counts, is it?
No.
It's the,
Yes?
You know, the, It is size, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So, what are you going to do?
Well, there's only one thing we can do, Creech. We have to get Gaydoc back.
Hail, esteemed guests. The Emperor Jackie sends his greetings.
Does he? Oh, that's lovely. He's always asking after us, isn't he?
He's a nice man.
Well, he wants you to know he has provided you with fresh horses, mate, with which to continue your quest for the Sword of Asnagar.
Great.
Marvellous.
Delicious. I mean, marvellous.
He's also provided provisions and gold.
Oh, well, that's above and beyond. It really is.
And to think Penthesilea wanted to make a fuss about him.
I am no one to stereotype, but she overreacted like a typical woman.
Where is she, anyway?
Oh, here she comes.
Hello, everyone.
What is that?
What is what?
The white thing you're wearing.
It's a wedding dress.
Right. And you're wearing it because...
I'm getting married today.
Oh, congratulations.
I do love a nice wedding.
Hold on. You're getting married? To whom?
The Emperor Jackie.
Oh, good idea.
He's a great guy.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because you... You hate him. You said he was a lecherous creep.
But he said he wanted to marry me.
So? What about what you want?
I thought my feelings weren't important. Don't make a fuss, you said.
That's not what we meant.
I think that's what I meant.
No, that was about the touching. Touching is one thing, marrying is a whole other thing.
This is like the touching versus sniffing debate we were having earlier, isn't it?
Oh, shut up, Amos.
Oh, temper.
All hail the Emperor Jackie on this his wedding day.
All right, thank you very much, everyone. So, isn't it great how this beautiful lady has agreed to be my bride?
Now I must go and prepare. Apparently there are special undergarments I must slip on in preparation for my wedding night.
Oh. I know, I'm the same, I love weddings.
You'll all stay for the ceremony, right?
Oh, can we?
I don't see why not.
Well, I haven't got a thing to wear.
Now, just hold on a minute.
Then it's settled. It means so much to have you all here. I don't know any of you very well, but I hope that in months and years ahead, that never changes. See you in church.
We can't let this happen, Vito. What are you going to do?
Dancing, mainly. Maybe some polite conversation with the other people at our table.
Oh, I hope we get nice people. I hate it when you get stuck with stiffs.
Yes, it is dreadful when you get lumbered with some idiot who can't string three words connected to each other.
We must rescue her. We need her to complete the quest.
I'm sure we'll muddle through without her, Sam.
There comes a time when you have to respect the wishes of your companions.
Exactly. And that's now?
Aye.
Of course, yes.
But she doesn't want to marry him, can't you see?
She did look like she wanted to marry him, Sam.
She was wearing the dress.
Yes, but she was only doing it to make a point.
And what point would that be?
Well, that we didn't... That she... What? That I don't know what the point is. We've got to stop her. Come on!
Are you sure this is the right place, Creech?
Yes, Lord. Our spies assure me that Gaydock is officiating at this wedding.
But I feel like such a fool. We don't know anyone.
Bride or groom?
Oh, we're not really fast. We'll just sit at the back.
Step on that.
Hold on, Creech. What's that?
Lord?
On that table, is that a teapot?
Those are the wedding presents, so most dreadfully behaved one.
But look, Creech, that teapot is exactly like the one you broke.
Blimey!
Yeah.
What are the chances of that happening?
Actually, it had to be the thing he was looking for. That wedding gift table's magic.
Yes, it does look nice. I like the chunky legs.
No, it's actually magic. It's the wedding gift table of eternal satisfaction. Any gift you put on it is instantly perceived by anyone who looks at it as being the thing they most want in the world. It was developed to put an end to the infinite disappointment of unwrapping yet another set of bathroom towels.
Yes, my lord, should we not seek the priest?
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Okay, where's the priest?
That's me. I'm the priest.
Hey, good to meet you. This is my beautiful bride-to-be.
How do you do?
Well, it's very nice to meet you both. It's really great that you've agreed to share your lives together in devotion.
Yeah, just get us hitched.
Oh, right, is that all I do?
Well, you also have to anoint my loins with oil to make them fruitful, but we can do that later.
Leave. You're all just going to sit here. We're losing her forever.
Don't worry, Sam. Penthesilea won't forget you.
Until she makes some new friend.
And has kids. Then she'll be too happy to think about her old single life.
Okay, fella, we're on a tight schedule here, so...
Right, yes, bit nervous, actually. This is my first wedding.
Oh, mine too.
I only just changed faiths. I used to be a high priest of the evil Lord Darkness.
Ooh, not too many weddings there, I suppose.
No, mostly summoning evil spirits and sacrificing.
Yeah, can we start, please?
Not so fast, high priest.
Help, spells.
Lord Darkness.
Oh, hello.
It's Darkness. I never thought we'd be glad to see him.
Conquestors, to arms.
What are you lot doing here?
You shall feel the bite of my blade, foul one.
Wow, that's a big one.
You think that's big? Take a look at this. I pulled out the wrong one. The other one's huge, though.
I'm not here to fight.
There, you see, he's not here to fight. So why don't you all sit back down?
Never! Once my weapon is unsheathed, it must be satisfied.
Hey, I know the feeling.
I came here to talk to my high priest.
I'm very happy here in my new life, Lord Darkness.
Look, I'm sure you are, but... thing is, Gaydock, it's me that needs you, not the other way around. You see, I'm nothing without someone to uphold the legend. People see me in the flesh.
It's not actually flesh, Lord.
People see me in the vaguely corporeal ectoplasm. And they tend to be a tinsy bit disappointed. You see, Gaydock, mate, without you I'm lost. Disconnected from the rest of the world, like a castle without a drawbridge or a flower without a honeybee.
Will you be more evil than you have been of late?
I'll be very bad, I promise. And I promise
stop,
that I'll never...
Stop! Stop! You had me at corporeal ectoplasm.
That was actually quite sweet.
Sometimes a touching reconciliation can be more satisfying than violent conflict.
It's a wedding. There's still time for both.
A can we get on with it? You, guards, just say the words.
Thank you, my liege. Just turned into a big day for me. I don't usually get to do very much like
that.
You know? Oh, right. So, if anyone knows of any just impediment why these two may not be joined in matrimony, then you must speak now, forever.
Yes, I do.
Oh, man, come on!
Who speaks there in the presence of the most mighty emperor?
It is I, the Sam. Don't worry, princess, I'll get you out of this with your dignity intact.
This better be good.
Speak, the Sam. What is the impediment?
She's not a virgin.
Who is the dirty dog that hath taken her maidenhead?
I have.
It is not true. He's lying.
Penthy, please. The men are talking.
What? Surely you don't believe.
Hush now, honey. Why don't you go powder your nose while the guys sort this out?
Oh!
I'm afraid this means the wedding's off. Jackie don't deal in damaged goods.
Could you at least tell us where the Sword of Asnagar is?
Oh, man, I never knew that.
Oh, you really are a lying, two-faced little creep.
I know. We can still fool around if you want.
Oh, I guess that's a no!
Well, my fellow questers, I think we've learned a valuable lesson here today.
That's right. From now on, I, for one, will always listen to everything Penthesilea says.
I am never speaking to you again.
But I just saved you from a lifetime of misery.
You humiliated me on my wedding day.
He was only interested in touching your bottom. Whereas I, well, I don't want to just touch your bottom, but I also want to touch... No, I mean, not touch, I mean fondle. No, not fondle, gross.
Sam, as any dog will tell you, when you're in a hole, stop digging.
Onward, questers, for the Sword of Asnagar awaits!